The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm not going to tell you what happened in the Down on the Deem recap, but I'm going to tell you that you're going to agree with me after you listen to this episode.
Well, I mean, now, that's debatable.
It is not debatable. You will.
Well, you will agree with Dana if you want to be a snitch.
All the women are like, snitch! Down in the DM, the breakdown, and all the other great stuff that you look forward to in today's podcast. Ask yourself this question and give me an honest answer. Okay. Are you the friend to call if someone's in trouble? Can they count on you? Good morning. It's Friday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I don't believe Automatic and Anthony are those people.
Well, for some reason, people always call me, though, because I am definitely not that guy. I'm not a handy guy. If your car breaks down, you should probably call somebody else.
One of our friends' car battery died, and he called Automatic. And Otto's like, I don't even have jumper cables. Otto calls Anthony. Anthony's like, I might have them. The guy's still waiting. Otto's on the phone. Anthony's up there being funny on a stage. He ain't even care. Got two cares in the world. And I'm like so concerned the whole time. Did you call him? God, it's been so much time. So I said, please call Anthony. See, he's got the jumper cables. Anthony's like, dog, I tried to call you. Went to voicemail. Didn't even try to call back. Call our friend. He's like, oh, I got somebody else to come.
There it is.
You guys are not the people to call if you're in trouble. Nobody was concerned.
Well, obviously we are because we got called, okay? We couldn't come through, but we're the guys to call. And remember when Anthony's car broke down that one time? Who did he call? He called me, and I came in and helped him.
Now, yeah, and then to our friend, what kind of man doesn't have jumper cables?
This man right here.
Oh, yeah, you too. Yeah, right.
Where do you even keep them?
I'm in the back of my car, dude. I have a Fiat. I keep jumper cables in my Fiat. You keep jumper cables in your Jeep, bro.
Automatic, you could keep a body in a Fiat. I've got a big trunk, despite being a tiny car. Be the friend that comes to people's help. I'm that concerned friend. If somebody calls me, I'm immediately worried.
The only thing people call you for is when their spouse is cheating.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than that, nobody really refers. I don't know.
We could be anywhere in the world, and if somebody's got some like major life crisis going on, they're going to find Dana and tell her about it.
Yeah. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Mascot Day.
Hey, shout out the mascots out there. That's a hard job.
Super hard. Like, oh, for working in the NBA, let me tell you, those guys are so talented.
When they take that suit off, they are
all super gymnasts, great athletes.
We got something very serious, y'all. It is, of course, National Men's Health Month. So, of course, today is National Wear Blue Day in support of men's health and reminding men to go get them checkups, y'all.
I don't understand why men don't, you know, go to the doctor if they're hurting, except my husband. If he's got a toenail ache, he's like, I gotta get to the emergency.
I haven't been to the doctor in probably 6 years.
Because I've talked you out of it.
That's good. I mean, yo, I
should probably go get a checkup, actually.
I don't fear many things, dude, but colon cancer, that's not
that's real.
Scary,
go
dog.
Get that checkup.
Yo, where's RIP Steve Jobs?
Take you one of them little pills, make you feel fuzzy, and let that camera do its work.
Please do. All right. Hey, we'll wrap it. It's also National Eat Your Vegetables Day, but we're going to wrap it up on Global Garbage Man Day.
Yes!
Shout out to all the garbage men.
All the men and women who pick up the trash. Nobody appreciates it until they miss their day. Oh my gosh, my trash is full. Thank you for the hard work you do. We appreciate you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to break down one of our biggest Down in the DMs. And we always have a huge reaction with every Down in the DM we do. But this particular situation, it got crazy.
But then we went to the gym the next morning. And I know it's not really good, but I went through his phone because I just got this feeling. And I saw that he does, in fact, he has an air book for next weekend.
Anthony, just pushing that drama even more. Let's get it going. So here's how that Down in the DM played out.
Her name is Vanessa, but yeah, if it's okay with you, I'll just message you after I talk to her.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, it's going to be one other person.
Vanessa, okay, yeah, that'll work. Just message me through the app.
What the Chris?
Excuse me?
Chris, this is Dana Cortez from the Dana Cortez Show.
And
Jade, hold. So it got wild. They were screaming. They were hollering. Everything was happening. The twist is that Vanessa is Chris's boss. This is more of that Down in the DM. Who's Vanessa? You don't even know this woman's last name? What's going on?
Vanessa is his manager. Has a husband. She's married.
Oh, my
Jade,
God.
Jade, what in the stop?
It went down in a big way, and it got so crazy that people immediately started calling because, come to find out, the man's boss, Vanessa, has a husband. He's not in the know. You know, now at least Jade knows that Chris is shady. And my question to you is, should we blow Vanessa's spot up and tell her husband?
My answer is no.
Why, Anthony?
Because you're already so far involved in that drama that, like, I think the homegirl should just leave everybody.
Yeah. Just be done with the whole situation.
Nope. Not going to happen. Not if it's me. A woman scorned means if I find out that I can hurt you the way you hurt me, it's going to happen. Line two, who is this?
Christy.
Christy, what do you have to say about this down on the DM?
Come on, he's a damn clown. And hell yeah. Give me Vanessa's husband's number. I'll call him out.
What? I can't even understand you.
That's his boss, and she didn't help pay for the Airbnb.
Yeah, exactly. What in the world? Okay, hold on. Here, I need both of your opinions. Do we blow up the spot or not? Do I let the husband know?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
They both say, he said, blow it up, baby.
He's a veteran.
Blow it up.
We're going to blow up their whole operation.
Those are very intelligent people. They agree with me. Now, line five, what do you think? Who is this?
This is Monica.
Monica, go ahead and speak on it, girl. Speak on it.
Hell to the yes, he should tell his. Hell yeah.
Blow up that man. I'm going to blow his spot. I'm going to blow her spot up. He deserves to know. The husband deserves.
These people shouldn't be cheating at all. Check this out. I just got married in February, and my marriage is done already.
Oh. What happened?
Because of an unfaithful, sorry-ass person.
That's right. Yeah, dude.
I ain't even going to say man.
How did you catch him?
I'm not dumb. If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Despicable.
Right.
And that's the thing. Once you know him, you can't accept it. You have to respect yourself, and that's exactly what you did. You respected yourself because he didn't respect you. He doesn't deserve you.
Did you have to get a divorce, or did you just get it annulled?
It's only been 2 weeks that I just up and left. I left everything there and just left.
That's when a woman's done.
I can feel this woman's done. Yeah.
I cannot believe I've known this man forever, and I asked him if he was ready to do this, and he swore up and down and cried and everything, the whole shenanigans.
He cried?
Cried and everything when we were saying our vows. Oh. He's crying right now.
I'm glad that you really did love yourself enough to know not to put up with that. Every woman needs
to
know.
Yes.
And
so
man.
It's sad, though. It's so sad.
So what are you going to do now?
Oh, girl, I got a job. I'm going to get me a place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get my groove back on.
That's what we're talking about.
I have a feeling that you're going to be rebounding real quick.
Yeah.
I hear the confidence.
I love you, girl. Thanks for sharing your story.
I love you guys. This show.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Happy Father's Day. It's Father's Day weekend.
The Parents Court.
There's a lot of good dads out there, and I don't feel like dads get enough love.
Yeah.
I feel like mama get a lot of love, which we deserve, but dad needs love too. Dad does a lot for his children, and kids need their father so much to be present in their lives.
But sometimes, though, it's like that relationship with your father is like a little harder to express love openly with your father than
Why,
your mother.
Anthony?
Well, because it's like, for me, it's like a dude-to-dude situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard for me to be like, I love you, like the way I do my mom.
But that's your dad.
Yeah, your mom, you give hugs and kisses, I love you, and then with your dad, it's just like, hey, dude, what's up?
Yeah,
that way, though. It's okay to love your dad. It's okay to give him a big old kiss. It's okay to give him a big hug because he loves you. And I know
I can't even imagine my dad kissing me. It grosses me out.
Automatic.
Hey, got a mustache.
We don't have a boy, but if we had a boy, you wouldn't want him to hug and kiss you?
Oh, and like to a certain age, but
yeah. Oh, God, you guys are, that's another show. I want to ask now about the lessons you learned. And I want to ask you first, lessons you learned from your father, because you've said, you know, your father and you got a good relationship.
Yeah,
it's been a little up and down here and there, but it's good.
Oh, man. So my dad is probably my favorite boxer of all time. So the first thing, he would always like start off his life lessons with like boxing information.
Anthony's dad was a professional
boxer. A boxing analogy, right?
He'd always be like, protect your body. But one of his biggest things that he told me early on in life too, that went on, you know, to help me because I'm a comedian. He said, don't talk unless you're going to be able to finish it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that was the first one. And I just carried that with me everywhere.
To that one, my dad always said, hit him in the nose first. Yeah.
Don't start no shit. It won't be no shit.
Exactly, dude.
All right, DJ Automatic, what is the greatest lesson that your father, my father-in-law, Papa Matic, taught you?
He always told me be on time or be early. He's like, you'll beat half the competition if you're on time or early.
Do you know how true those words are? If you've never heard that from anybody in your life, take those words to heart. DJ Automatic's father is right.
Another thing he used to tell me is that people like come into your life like seasons, that you'll have friends that are going to come in and out of your life. So don't ever really take anything too serious, because it's not that serious, man. Because your life is going to change continuously as you move on.
Dang, old Kanye told me the same thing.
You know what's crazy about that lesson, though? Having moved around a lot is something that I despised when I was a child. My nana would follow my mom because my mom would always go where the jobs were, and she wanted to make sure I had a great relationship with my mom. But I would go from school to school. But what I learned is that you got to go where the work is, and then you're going to meet different people. And it actually opens your mind seeing different parts of the country, not just staying in one little bubble.
Well, speaking of your mind, my dad, the other thing he always used to push on me is education. He was like, get yourself a high school degree, get yourself a college degree, because they can never, ever take that away from you.
Oh, that's for sure. And don't stop trying to learn. Every single day, you should be trying to, you know, fill your own mind with knowledge. Let's take a phone call right now. What's the best lesson that your dad ever taught you? Line four.
Obviously, my dad has taught me many things in my 23 years of life. But I think the greatest lesson was, like, always learn how to pay your way. And if you're doing something, especially with guys, if you can't afford it, don't do it, because you never want to be in a position where they have that power over you.
Yeah, that's a good lesson right there.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a good one.
I'm going to pass that one on to my daughter.
It's true, though.
That and knowing your limits, and knowing your limits in a safe spot to figure them out. So those, I think, are the two biggest lessons and takeaways that I still resonate with today.
I love that he taught his daughter that, because, you know, of course, we talk about, you know, the good dads, and we want to talk about positivity among men today. But the reality is, men usually teach their daughters to be wary of other men. And that's a lesson that has stuck with you. And hopefully it keeps you safe and your children safe as well. I mean, we move different. Ladies move. We got to, you know. Happy Father's Day to your father. What's his name?
Jason.
To Jason and all the dads out there, I hope you have an incredible weekend.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Attention Beyonce fans, attention Drake fans, we're finally getting new music. I'm going to tell you all about it right now. It's the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Anthony, let's get it started with celebrity birthdays.
We have Venus Williams celebrating her birthday. Sir Kendrick Lamar also celebrating a birthday as well, too. And Lisa and Lena Matter, Instagram stars, celebrating a birthday.
All right, so let's start off with Ozark. Literally one of the most watched shows in Netflix history. I love it.
One of the greatest soundtracks ever.
It's so crazy. And the show's ended, but the career of Julia Gardner, who plays Ruth on the show, is just getting started. She was cast as the lead in a Hollywood blockbuster about the life of Madonna. Oh. She's going to play Madonna. It's being written and directed by Madonna, and supposedly it is going to be incredible. I'm so happy.
She's an amazing actress. I mean, she's got great music taste as Ruth. Hopefully she'll
have... I know.
I just hope they do the kissing scenes from Britney Spears.
They will, for sure. They're going to do
How about the kissing scene with Drake?
They should definitely do that one. All right, now let's talk about Tom Hanks having dinner with his wife, Rita. You know, he's been out a lot more because he's promoting his role in the new Elvis movie. He's playing his longtime manager, Colonel Tom Parker. Well, he was out to dinner with his wife when a fan pushed up on him and tripped his wife, Rita.
Whoa, wait. Stop it. What are y'all doing? Knocking over my wife.
Damn, Woody came in hot, huh? He's like, get away! I've never heard Tom Hanks say a bad word.
Hello. People get thirsty, though, when it comes to celebrities and the chance to get a photo. So.
It wasn't even it wasn't a fan. It was paparazzi, and they were pushing up on Tom Hanks. Like,
they pushed the fans into the... It was awful. The video is up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Go check it out. Now, what everybody's been waiting for, we're going to talk about two great artists dropping new music. Mr. Champagne Poppy himself, Mr. Drake, last night. He decided to drop a surprise album. Well, it's called Honestly Nevermind, right?
Yeah, I got to sit with it before I start giving you reviews, but I'm still just mad that one of our good friends, a good friend of the show, Panda, well, you couldn't tell us that you were working on Drake's album? You couldn't even give us like a little hint?
You know what's crazy? You just called him. You and Anthony had called him a couple of weeks ago out of the blue.
When he was working on the album. Baby.
And then finally, Beyonce is blessing our lives with new music. She announced we're getting a 16-song album. It's called Renaissance Act 1, July 29th.
Ooh. I'm always here for new Beyonce music.
You got it, homies. All right, men out there, you got about a little bit more than 10 days to continue to cheat on your lady. But after that...
No, it's not until next month.
Oh, all right, dude, it's coming out. But once she hears that Beyonce, she will leave you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
This might be one of the wildest WTF stories I've ever told. An elephant killed a woman, then he returned to her funeral later and stomped her corpse.
When I read this, I thought I've never
heard anything like this. A 70-year-old woman from India was retrieving water from a well when this tusked animal came up and like he escaped the sanctuary and he trampled her. Okay, later that night, the family and friends gather to perform a ritualistic burial ceremony. Same elephant shows back up. Everybody has to run. He tramples her corpse and then throws her body aside, fleeing into the night. Nobody's seen the elephant since then.
What did she do to him?
He wanted all the smoke and ashes.
I guess they say elephants never forget. Whatever she did, he sure didn't let it go by. That's awful.
I think she named her daughter Ivy.
Ivy what?
The tusk? Ivy tusk? Maybe? No.
Ivory.
Ivory? It was almost there. It was almost there.
It's probably better that the joke didn't hit since the woman didn't live.
Well, I'm going to take you guys to China, okay? From India to China. China might have just detected an alien civilization, but it looks like they don't want us to know about it. The Chinese Ministry of Science announced they picked up signs of alien life using the world's largest radio telescope. They claim that it's basically a half-mile long sky eye is what they call it.
A sky eye.
Yeah, it zeroed in what they think was alien communication. They published a report about it earlier this week, but then they just deleted everything.
What?
They deleted them
and they're not
going to
explain
life.
Why. They won't explain why they deleted
they
everything.
They won't explain a pandemic. How do you expect them to explain aliens?
Yeah.
We'll never get the
truth. Are we
going
to blame COVID on the aliens now?
No, we blame in China for COVID.
Period.
All right. Well, people continue to study things, so we're going to go from China to North Carolina, where the pest control company is looking for people to allow them to release 100 cockroaches into their house for study purposes. They will pay you $2,000. So is that enough money to let 100 cockroaches run through your house, Dana Cortez?
Hell no. Yeah, that's right. You know better than that. If I see one roach in my house, it's on. It's war.
It's in the name of science. They want to study how they behave amongst each other. $2,000?
Let them do it at their own Costa house. Why are you trying to come to my house?
As a guy who worked at pest control for a very long time, my dad owned a pest control company, I will tell you right now, there's plenty of houses that have over 100 cockroaches in them.
Go offer those
right
houses
here in your own little city.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Speaking of roaches, that's our bad bug karma because you, automatic says this to everybody. My dad was owned a pest control company.
I worked in pest control.
Well, I woke up to a house full of ants today.
Oh. Yeah.
Thousands of little black ants.
Imagine, okay, it's the middle of the night still because we get up super early. And my wife, who hates bugs in any shape, way, or form, screaming at the top of her lungs for me to wake up because it's time to come and kill some ants.
I mean, I'm like, you need to come on.
It took us 2 hours to get them under control.
That is still probably not more annoying than being woken up by an iPhone alarm. Come on, dude.
Have you heard Dana scream? Yes, you have.
All right, here's more of the podcast now.